Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
I can't see Mindy, and it made me uncomfortable.
I know. Like, isn't it weird when you can't see someone?
I was eclipsed. All right. Welcome to the Mr. Curiosity podcast. And look at our special guest, Sean, today.
Sean!
Now,
yay!
I say thanks special guest. Me. He's a semi-regular dude. When's the last time, though?
It's been a while.
A couple weeks, yeah.
Oh, just weeks? I thought it was months.
I don't think it's been months. Maybe, I don't know.
But the point is, I missed you.
Thanks.
Because
I missed you guys, too.
He's got that dry, sarcastic, techie attitude towards the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Right? So what we're going to do is answer your questions. Here's the issue, though, folks. We have this bag filled up. This is the new bag of questions. It's not that we're trying to discourage questions, but how are we going to do all this?
It's rough.
Maybe we should start doing the podcast every day.
Good idea, Nick.
You should be management with those ideas.
Yes.
On top of what? The other 80 things we're doing?
Make it a full hour.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. You guys have great ideas.
I mean, the 8:30 hour every day.
Could be the podcast.
Could be the podcast.
It could be. So, well, let's get right to it. Instead of wasting time, we answer your questions. And remember, if you have a question for a future edition, it's right there. Brown bag. @WNEP.com. It's such an easy email. Brownbag, one word, @WNEP.com. And if we pick out something and it's uncomfortable, Sean, remember.
We've got the bell.
Got the bell.
Because I know you need that. Because you're easily uncomfortable with certain stuff.
Yeah, whatever.
Yep,
I think Sean should start.
Sean should start today.
He's the special guest.
I don't want to pick the one you just put in.
Do you know what it is?
No, but I figure he wants it red. He wants it red really badly, so I'm going to purposely not pick it.
It just came in, so I stuffed it in there.
Sure.
I don't care.
This one's from Todd. Joe, your boy Anthony B. is a bad shirt tucker. It's all bunched up in the front. He seems like a great guy, but a bad tucker.
Wow, how appropriate this is.
It's in your hands.
This is so appropriate because of Mindy. See, if you weren't watching, I untucked my shirt today because tell everyone what you said.
Well, I said you look like you're going on a cruise.
Yeah, I look like a tourist, so I untucked. This is like a touristy shirt. So do you guys know what he means? I don't know.
I've never noticed myself.
So I think it's because Anthony is so thin.
Oh, okay.
He runs 12 miles a day, and he tries to tuck in, and sometimes I think it gets bunchy because he just doesn't have, he's just a very thin guy.
Tucking isn't easy.
That's true. Especially tucking for TV.
You have to get it right.
Yeah.
Because you push in, and then you pull out.
Right.
You got to get it pulled out just enough. If you pull out too much, it looks too baggy. And if you over-tuck, then you look like a stiff.
Right.
Yeah.
There's an art to tucking.
Got to be a certain way.
It's got to be a certain way. And I remember when I was going to a prom when I was in high school, one of the few proms I went to.
I thought you didn't go.
I was anti-prom. Mindy, when a real pretty girl asks you to go, you go.
You go.
Even if you don't want to go.
That's true.
But I remember, I think it was my sister or was it a friend of a friend? They told me the technique. Did you guys ever do this? You put your hands in your pockets and you grab with the shirt with the pockets, the end of the shirt, and you pull down that way.
I haven't heard that.
To re-tuck, to adjust your tuck? To fix
your tuck?
So you
push it in, right?
Yeah.
You push it in. But then you go like this and you reach in your pocket with your pocket, and then you pull the shirt in while you're already in there.
But it's already tucked?
It's already tucked, but that keeps it really straight everywhere.
Maybe you should tell Anthony that.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Give him that secret technique.
Well, and Anthony did request more complaints about him because he's gotten so many nice talkback feedback comments lately.
He wanted more?
You should put that question on his desk. Leave it at the weather center.
Because he would love it.
Well, he should know this.
I'll keep it right here.
Whenever someone starts here, within the first year or two, it's all positive. It's all roses and flowers.
Rainbows.
Everybody loves you, the new guy. Then, after years, you become the hated guy. It's just the natural arc.
Yeah, the honeymoon's over.
Yeah, his time is coming. So, Anthony, enjoy it while you can.
Joe, I think it's your turn.
Oh, okay.
Sean,
I'm not. Oh, no, I'm going to just go against what Sean said. He thinks I have something planted in there. I don't. All right, this is a newer one. The things you learn.
That's huge font.
Huge font.
Ooh, I like big font.
This is not Times Roman, is it? You're the expert here. You're the media guy. It's
Proxima Nova.
It is not. You're making it up.
All right. The Morning Crew. This is from Stephen. from Mountaintop and Mary from Mountaintop. Why don't you end the work recap with Hello World anymore?
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed that segment. That. 3 exclamation points. That's the local band Burn the Jukebox.
Right.
And we got permission to use one of their songs, Hello World. It just kind of ended a few months ago.
It kind of fizzled.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I'm going to blame John Mayer because he's not here, because he used to have to put that together.
Right.
And I think it maybe became too much work for him. But why don't we do it anymore?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'll be honest with you. I thought you guys did something behind my back because I came up with the idea, and I think they must not like it. So I let it go.
Oh, no, no, no. We liked it. No, I was doing it for a while. John did it while I was gone. Yeah, maybe it just became too much to try to get it done all the time if we're both off.
And
yeah.
I know Tim and Wolfie were the ones editing it.
Yeah.
Did they maybe say it's too much
work? I don't know.
Even if we play the song and...
Yeah, we should play the song.
At least and not have a video attachment.
Well, we have a new producer, John, so maybe...
Let's get this going.
Yeah,
let's
we have
get
to
it going
talk.
Again.
We need Hello World back. It's a great song.
It
it's
is a
local
song.
Group, and it gets you all pumped up. All
it, right. And it is one of those songs that gets you ready for the
That's
weekend.
That's what I mean, yeah. So,
gets you ready for the equinox.
Yeah, I thought you guys were being passive-aggressive, and then you just don't want to do it.
We're not passive-aggressive. You should know
yes,
us better.
You are. You're
No! If I'm gonna have a problem with you, I'll be aggressive and I'll tell you to your face.
All right, Russell wants to know, why does Joe Snedeker always leave the area and go to warmer places when a snowstorm is supposed to happen?
Oh yeah, right. That happened maybe once or twice.
It did happen, I think, twice this
year.
Winter.
This year.
That's why he thinks that. That just happenstance.
Well, because the whole point of being a snowbird, which I am not, but my mother-in-law is. Is, of course, you want to leave the area because January and February are gross around here.
Yeah.
So you're going to hit it once in a while. If you leave every once in a while in January and February, you're going to, by chance, hit an ugly week when there's snow. And I missed a big storm this year.
That's
that was
right.
Back in January.
Yeah.
But also, you have these trips
but
planned.
They're planned. You have to book a flight weeks in advance. So I don't say, oh, a storm's coming.
Right.
That just happened to work out.
Right.
I didn't plan that. No.
You don't take your private jet?
Yeah, private jet. No, I fly in Breeze right out of Avoca, and they're pretty cheap.
Wait, is this? I think.
And
this
I
might
stay
be
for free
one.
At my mother-in-law's place. And I am a 33-year veteran here, so I get a lot of vacation.
And then you also
time.
Do sometimes sleep in your car as well.
So when I drove to Florida 3 years ago, I took a van. I rented a van and kayaks and bikes, and I slept under the kayak with my dog Jet on the side of a road. And North Carolina.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong. I loved it. And then we both got up in the middle of the night and peed
You slept
in the
on a kayak?
Under the kayak.
Under
it
the kayak.
It was stretched out in the back of the van.
Oh.
Then it was funny when we got out like 2 in the morning, I opened the door and he went into the woods to pee and so did I. And then we went back to bed in the van. It was like...
The two of you are becoming one.
Oh, yeah. Best it's like buds. The ultimate bro moment. It was great.
Oh, my goodness. So, okay, this is Chris from 44, who is, of course, our new Travis. So what do you think is the most overrated restaurant? Most overrated restaurant.
You're the foodie here, I think.
I'm not a foodie. I just like food. I would say...
This is bold because you're going to have to you like to
I eat. Think you can answer this without being specific. I think in general, I think an overrated restaurant would be one that everyone talks about how great it is and you go
and it's not that great.
The food's not great and the prices are high and you have a bad experience. I'd say that would be an overrated restaurant.
Yeah.
Without being specific, that would do it
That's
for me.
That's a good answer. That's
yeah,
a good answer.
I want you to be specific.
Oh,
so
I was going to say Applebee's.
Oh, really?
Well, I was going to say something similar. All those chains. Like, I think, is it Red Lobster or whatever? Like, no.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
I mean, the chains can be good sometimes, but, like, if you're in the mood for what they – like, sometimes I just really want the Olive Garden garlic breadsticks.
I do love
those. Oh, that's
love
another
those.
One I would say then. I'll throw that on the list.
Yeah, as overrated?
It is overrated,
but sometimes
but
I crave
like
those breadsticks and I crave their salad, too. So, I don't know.
And by the way, Applebee's, Red Lobster, and Olive Garden, if you want to advertise with them.
You're more than
willing,
welcome
you're
to.
You're willing to change your opinion.
Yeah, well,
sorry, Applebee's. No offense.
I just let us know.
I'm willing to change my opinion, and we welcome your advertising
just write
dollars.
A check.
You can even sponsor this podcast. And I'll pretend
and we'll
it's
change.
And we'll eat
change.
It. And we'll eat it during every podcast.
Yeah,
yes.
It'll be great.
Actually, yeah, I would love that.
It'll be great.
I love the fettuccine Alfredo at Olive Garden, just so you know.
Me too.
All right, Sean, it's your turn again.
Oh, sorry. I'm usually prepared.
Good question, Chris. Way to get us into trouble.
I tried.
Thanks, Chris.
This is from Mark in Dunmore. This is for John and Mindy, so Mindy, you'll have to take this one.
All right.
Do you think that there should be a hypometer for Joe when he gets all dramatic regarding the cold weather? Just like he does with a hypometer for going for bread and milk during a snowstorm.
Oh, my gosh.
Every year when it gets cold, he gets overly dramatic. I'm not a meteorologist, but it doesn't take much to know that it will be very cold this time of year.
Who is That's this again?
This is from Mark in Dunmore.
And that was from January, I bet?
February 10th.
All right, Mark in Dunmore.
It's a good idea.
Absolutely. But we need a hypometer.
Joe's drama meter.
I don't know, the wino-meter.
The wino-meter.
Yeah, like I wine.
I was thinking actual wine. I could go for a glass of wine right now. That sounds good.
No, so winey meter.
So anyone out there who sells wine.
You could sponsor it.
I can picture the graphic. Wah-wah, wambulance. The lights are flashing. I'm driving the ambulance, and I'm just whining about winter. I think you got something.
He's starting something new now.
This is a good idea. Right.
Starting Monday. I love
it. Mark from Dunmore, we're going to use that next winter.
Yeah.
There's been many times I said in November, December, I'm not going to whine anymore about winter. And I really can't. I'm like an alcoholic.
The thing is,
you can't stop.
You do a pretty good job for a while, but then it gets to a point where you just can't stand it.
It overwhelms me. I can't.
I can't do it.
Well, we had a really long stretch of really cold weather. Yeah. I think everyone was over it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's your turn, Joe.
And it makes it harder than when Mindy, I love it so much. I love the cold.
I don't
snow.
Love the extreme cold. I was so disappointed. You know what? It got back at me. It was karma this year because I went to visit my daughter in Vermont and we were going skiing.
It was so cold.
And it was so cold. Like, my other daughter and I did ski, but my daughter and her boyfriend didn't ski because it was too cold. Yeah. And half the mountain was closed because it was so cold. So, yeah, we froze our buns off.
All right. Big Brad Delp wants to know. He's from Williamsport. Nice and quick. This is for Joe, but all of us. Do you drink orange cream soda?
Orange cream soda.
Interesting.
And that's a good question because I think orange soda, is it for you guys like the least favorite soda? Like I'll have Dr. Pepper, I'll have Mountain Dew, I'll have Coke, Pepsi. But orange is always like no.
No, there's a difference between orange and orange cream.
Oh, okay.
I like orange, but anything orange cream. We were talking about how I'm not a peach person, but my least favorite flavor anything is orange cream.
Really? Oh. You don't like Orange Julius?
No.
Oh. What makes it cream? Just like a...
That vanilla.
Yeah,
it's like a creamy. Yeah.
You just don't like that?
No.
Creamsicle?
Yeah, like what about
No creamsicle.
See, I like the creamsicle.
No.
Wow.
See,
would you have an orange soda by choice?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. Like if it was diet, I would.
Over like a...
No, I like other stuff
That's
better.
That's what I'm saying. Orange is definitely... It's the red-headed stepchild. I hate to
think. I don't know about that. But.
The orange-headed.
That is my favorite line.
It is. I think people choose that the least.
That could be.
They want the other flavor.
What about the purple soda? Have you ever had that?
Oh,
there's
so
like a grape. Oh, there's grape. A grape soda.
Yeah. So if I had a choice between grape and orange, I still go in grape.
Really?
Are you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might have to give the edge to orange over grape
Me
soda.
Me too.
And why do we not favor orange soda? It seems like a good idea, but...
Yeah, I don't know, because we drink orange juice.
Yeah, it's just
like, what's
not
the difference?
There,
it's just carbonated.
It's pretty sweet for me.
It's very
Too sweet.
Too sweet,
maybe that's it.
I can drink the diet version, though.
What if there were $100 bills covered in some type of...
Creamsicle?
Orange cream.
You had to eat it to get to the
$100. I would eat it to get to the $100 bill. But I wouldn't enjoy it.
All of a sudden,
look at
it.
But it would be worth it.
But it'd be worth it.
To get to the $100. Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, Chris Smith. Chicken with the skin or skinless?
This is so easy, I think, for me. But what do you guys
think? Skinless.
Skinless.
Yeah.
But when you get those chickens from Sam's Club, they have those oven
roasted rotisserie.
Rotisserie for $4.99. I love eating the skin off of those.
I know.
So you'll literally eat the skin.
It's got such a great flavor.
Oh, it's so bad for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's all fat.
I usually give it to the dog, but I do eat little bits of it because it is so good.
I think preparation matters. I think if it was like a fried chicken, I think in general, like a breast, I'd rather just skinless.
Skinless, yeah.
Yeah.
But when they deep fried it, like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then all of a sudden, it's not skin anymore.
It's so good.
It's like,
good.
Now I can eat that.
Yeah. But
it's got a, is every, even Brussels sprouts are good deep fried. Anything deep fried is good.
That's true.
What about deep fried orange cream?
I knew you were going to
wonder what that would.
All right, we're getting too many food questions here, but
right.
I guess we're going to keep going with it, all right? So this is Chris from 44. He says, hot tea or iced tea? Which one do you prefer?
Do we have this one, or was it sweet tea or non-sweet tea?
Oh, I don't know if it was hot tea or cold
tea. We had something
tea-related.
Hot tea
we
or
did.
Cold tea? I think it depends. If it's cold day, probably.
Right. I definitely change when it comes to the season. So in the wintertime, I drink a lot more hot tea than I do in the summer. In the summer, I'll drink more cold tea. It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if this, I hate to say this, could it be a little bit of a gender question? Sean, we're the guys on this side. Do you go your whole life like me without ever having hot tea?
I could. Yeah. I mean, I'll have tea. I've had tea recently.
See? But it seems like it's not a gender thing. You're just weird.
I don't, I'll prefer coffee, but every once in a while.
My wife, my mother used to, my daughter, all the women in my world seem to want tea. And there's not a one guy I know that would say, I need hot tea.
Well, I'm unless you lived little, in
no, it could be cultural. I don't
England,
know.
Yeah. If you lived in England, you'd be drinking tea. So
yeah, I mean, it could be. I mean, the whole little cups and the little.
You don't have to drink it out of a little
but
cup.
But why is that out there?
Well, I feel like you could have tea like later in the day, too, without the repercussions of being up all night or like a
That's
coffee
true.
Would be. So I feel like if you want something like that later, tea is a good option.
Yeah, not, it doesn't have as much caffeine as coffee usually.
I'm just going to go out and say it. It's too fancy.
Too fancy.
Yeah.
It's as fancy as you make it.
All right.
No,
it's,
and I'm
it's
a caveman.
It's very natural. Think
you
about
think
it.
You think iced tea is fancy though?
No, iced tea is manly.
Okay.
Oh,
but
okay.
Hot coffee, hot tea.
Hot tea.
The temperature makes all the difference.
It's too fancy. It's too fancy.
Interesting.
And they always have the little cups with the little gold rim and everything. No, it's too fancy for me. I'm not doing it.
You're not doing it?
I'm not doing hot tea. It's
all
too
right.
fancy.
All right.
And I'm a caveman.
You are a caveman.
Oh, wait. Is your boyfriend at the Tahizi hot tea guy?
No.
This is what I'm talking about. Mindy, why don't you just listen to the facts here instead of judging us?
All right.
It's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's cultural.
It's cultural.
If it's been brainwashed
in
me.
No.
Oh, Sean wants
to. I just didn't want to interrupt.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
This is from Twyla in Penns Creek, and she has a chia question. Morning team, I use chia seeds quite a bit, and I'm wondering how you get them to grow on those heads. I never thought they could sprout like that.
Well, there's only one chia expert here, and that is Mindy.
Oh, well, so does she uses chia
seeds? She uses chia seeds, like, to eat.
Does she eat them? Okay, yeah. Do you want me to tell you
how many chia heads have you had in your life?
I've had a couple over the years.
Did you have the Obama one?
No.
Did you have the...
I forget what I had just like a regular guy
Bob
one.
Ross? Did you have Bob
I have
Ross?
One.
Bob Ross one?
Should I bring it in?
You should.
It's what do you
RuPaul.
Have?
RuPaul.
Oh, that's
RuPaul
awesome.
My sister gave it to me.
So what you have to do, it comes with this clay, you know.
Gel.
Terracotta. Yeah,
terracotta clay thing.
Here
and you soak it in water. So it becomes saturated with water because it's sort of porous. And then you make a gelatinous gel of the chia seeds.
Comes
you mix
with
them
it.
With water.
Comes
yeah,
with it.
A little packet of chia seeds comes with it. You put it with water, and then you spread it over the top of the terracotta thing that's saturated with water, and then put it in the sun. It'll grow. That's all you got to do.
And what's the lifespan? Could you have that head growing for
you? You have it. No. It usually only lasts for a couple months, it seems like.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's not fair to the plant. It's not giving
but then
it
you could just scrape
life.
It off and slather another layer
of
chia on there.
And you could eat the little chia greens. Maybe they're good for you. I don't know.
Are they microgreens? Is that what a microgreen
probably.
Is?
I eat the seeds, though. The seeds are really good for fiber.
You've
they
mentioned
are.
That many times.
It's
I know.
True.
And my daughter does the same
You need
thing.
Fiber.
Also a gender thing, I
Most
think.
Most people don't get enough fiber, Joe. It's true.
Whose was that?
Was that was that, me.
That was you? Okay, so Joe has to... He can't continue anymore.
Because
I eat chia seeds.
I like
seeds.
That Joe brings his own bag of questions.
I know.
You want me to go here? I'll
yes, go
here.
There.
Oh, God. I told you, these are the new ones. I didn't bring these. That just happened to be new ones.
This private stash.
I hope this is the one I put in that Sean thinks I want.
I hope it is, too.
All right, did you name your dog after Paul McCartney's a song, Jet? Which I think was Paul McCartney. Could you say? You're the internet guy. I remember reading that the song Jet by Paul McCartney. Jet! Dun, dun, dun. You guys know the song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he wants to know, Bob does, if I named my dog after Paul McCartney's dog, Jet, and the song. But I think that's what Paul McCartney's song, Jet, was about, Paul McCartney's dog. But no, I did not. If not, what is its name origin? What about Mindy and Nikki? So it's a good question.
Yeah.
My son named our dog Jet because when we pulled him from the pet store that day, he was running fast like a jet. So that's how
he's
Jet
so goes. Fast.
Yeah. I asked you the one time if you named him after Jetstream.
Nope, didn't do that either. Oh. That would be – you did ask me that. That would be too –
too cheesy.
Too cheesy, nerdy weather.
I do have a friend who's a meteorologist in Connecticut. He named his dog Doppler.
Yes, he did. You don't want to be that person.
Well, he's a nice guy.
What about Dutch? Uh-oh, wait, it's something embarrassing.
Is it a story?
This is going to be a story?
Well, it's two different things. So Dutch is one of Darren's nicknames. And also, I did a news story that kind of went viral a couple of years back on the Shamokin Dunkin' Donuts. Dutch is from Shamokin, and one of the people I interviewed in that story is named Dutch.
Do they know?
Oh.
No.
Well, now they do.
This is coming out in the world?
It's fine.
Dutch may be watching right now, and they think they're dog-faced.
I think it's an honor. It's definitely an honor to be named, to have a dog named after you.
Yeah, but her dog looks like a cicada.
No!
He looks like a cute cicada. He's very cute.
Oh, so that's Dutch. There was a person's name there?
Like, mm-hmm.
Nickname or they were Dutch?
I think they're Dutch.
And you thought, great name for a dog?
Yeah.
It's a great name for a dog.
Do you know their last name? Can we search them out? You do! She does have the last name she wants!
She's not going to tell us.
How did you name Juniper?
She's misdirecting now. We just came up with just a long list of names, the whole family, just something that fit her. At the shelter, she was named Rosie. And Rosie actually did fit her really nicely.
A good name.
Yeah, it fit her pretty well, but we were just like, no, we just need to name her something else. And so we went through all these names and voted on them, and we finally came up with Juniper. And we realized it works out really well because we can call her Junie, right?
Yeah.
But also, we can call her Nipper, which sometimes that fits too because she's like, Nipper, Nipper.
That's so good then.
Yeah.
Sean, no pet for you?
Yeah,
do I have a pet?
Yeah. You have a dog, right?
Yes, my wife and kids do have a pet.
It doesn't belong to you?
No.
I know a bunch of dads who are like that.
Why don't you like the dog?
They're not dog guys.
The dog doesn't like me, so why should I like the dog?
Why doesn't the dog like you?
Probably because I don't like him.
Oh.
Maybe
all
it's
right.
just...
What's the dog's
maybe
name?
Maybe feeds
what's the
off
dog's
that
name?
Flynn Rider after the Disney movie.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. That's
well, I hate to tell Sean this, dude. Do we want to – let's gang up on him now. You've heard the folklore, the urban legend. Dogs sense evil.
Oh, good point.
The reason Sean's dog does not like Sean is because there's a dark soul lurking in here.
Could be.
That tracks.
What? No, I've never met – so he doesn't like you. You try and
– no, I mean he's not that bad. Like he'll bark at me when I go to bed, but he'll bark at a lot of people randomly. But okay. he'll lay next to me on the couch and I'll pet him. It's not like I hate him.
No, I think the truth is some dogs, they had bad experiences with their previous owners or a male in their life.
True.
At the shelter, and if it had the same vocal tones, it could be a lot of things.
I think he's just certain weird things bother him. People if they have a hat on, stuff like that.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, my previous dog, Moby, didn't like people wearing black. Isn't that weird? Yeah, he was like, just didn't like it. I don't know why.
Is your dog a rescue?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say maybe something in his previous life.
That's what I'm saying,
yeah.
Or could be that he's a dark soul. Is Paul McCartney song Jet named
that? So originally he had said it was about a pet and a dog, and then later he said it was still a pet, but it was a Shetland pony.
Oh.
So either
about.
A pony or a dog, that song
named
by Paul
Jet.
McCartney.
Yep. Jet, what's your Jet, question Jet. There, Nikki?
Do you think there should be more emphasis enforcement on people not clearing the snow off their vehicles?
Do we want to enforce that of all things? The police and the state troopers, snow on vehicles?
I mean,
it's a hazard, man. It's a hazard.
I am so that guy. Arrest me. I do the minimal work required just to get out of my driveway.
Sometimes it's
like a Sherman tank. I have a 1x1 foot area where I can see. Nothing else is cleared. I don't even want to touch snow or think
I don't
about
understand how you have to clean the toilets every
I
week.
I love doing all that.
Everything
I hate
has to be clean.
Snow,
you don't have time to
you
clear
don't
off
clean
the
your
snow.
Car.
No.
You got
to
clean your car.
And then I'm going on the highway and chunks are flying off all
See,
the directions.
See, I just that drives me crazy when there's chunks of snow flying into my windshield. And what if it's ice? What if it breaks something? What if
Does it mess with your Tesla?
Yeah, of course.
Like, does it freak out?
No, it doesn't.
I hate it. I don't want to look at it. It's just like orange cream. I don't want it anywhere around me, and I'm not going to deal
You're not going to clean it.
Yeah.
It's someone else's problem.
Someone else's problem.
And go ahead, police. Come and get me, okay? Come and get me.
Well, I thought it was funny when they were stocking fish at Lackawanna State Park.
They had their chance.
You like, admit you saw these trucks and things coming, and you thought they were coming after you. I'm like, why is he so guilty?
It's an illegal kayak launch spot where I go.
Oh.
So they've gotten me before there.
Oh, that's so funny. What do they give you a ticket or what do they do?
Warning.
A warning?
Yeah, my whole life is warnings.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe somebody needs to really punish you.
No more warnings.
No more warnings. He needs a ticket.
He needs to learn a lesson.
He needs to learn a lesson.
That's what we need, a picture of Joe cuffed.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
The next step. All right, okay. Keep the questions
he can't
coming.
Even talk.
Brown bag at WNEP.com. Nikki, have some cream soda today and make it a good day. Look at the face.
I just can't believe you don't like Orange Julius. It's so delicious.
Right.
Peace so
out,
weird.
Everybody.
Have a great day, everybody. Happy spring.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.